News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Opposition parties today are set to corner the government and parliament on issues related to CAA, NPR and NRC, sources said. The Congress, Trinamool Congress, left parties Rashtriya Janata Dal and some others have already given adjournment notices in the Rajya Sabha for demanding immediate discussion on the Citizenship Amendment Act, National Population Register and the National Register of Citizens, they said. The Congress and some other opposition parties are set to give adjournment notices in the Lok Sabha too, the sources said. Opposition parties are demanding a discussion in both the houses on the amended citizenship law, NPR and NRC, amid countrywide protests against them, they said. Opposition parties have termed the CAA passed by Parliament as unconstitutional and have challenged the same in the Supreme Court, which will hear the matter later this month. The opposition parties have also urged chief ministers of those states which have opposed the CAA to not roll out the NPR exercise. The budget session of Parliament started on January 31 with the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament and the presentation of Union Budget on February 1. Both the Houses are set to initiate the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address starting today. The Election Commission on Sunday shunted out Delhi's Southeast DCP Chinmoy Biswal, citing the ongoing situation in the area that saw incidents of firing at Shaheen Bagh and Jamia Nagar last week. The poll body directed additional DCP Southeast Kumar Gyanesh to take charge of the area. As decided by the Election Commission, this is to convey that Chinmoy Biswal, DCP Southeast, stands relieved from his present post with immediate effect and shall report to MHA, the Election Commission spokesperson said. In view of the ongoing situation, the Commission directs that Kumar Gyanesh, DNIPS 1997, senior most additional DCP Southeast, shall take charge of DCP Southeast immediately from Chinmoy Biswal, IPS, he said. The action came after local poll officials and police authorities held a meeting to take stock of the situation in Shaheen Bagh ahead of February 8 elections. A meeting was called for Saturday evening at the Shaheen Bagh police station, but due to a firing incident near the anti-CAA protest site, some of the officers could not join. So we sat and discussed the situation afterwards, a senior poll official in Okhla constituency said. A man fired two rounds in the air at Shaheen Bagh before being taken into custody on Saturday. Shaheen Bagh has been the epicenter of protests against the country's new citizenship law, and the incident had created panic among people. Asked if the environment is conducive to hold elections, another senior officer said, "Yes, nothing to worry, authorities are extra vigilant. The situation is being assessed across the city on a daily basis," he added. Saturday's firing incident came 2 days after a youth fired a pistol at a group of anti-CAA protesters near the Jamia University, in which a student was wounded. Amid the ongoing protests, Delhi's chief election officer Ranbir Singh had on Friday visited the area to assess the situation and preparedness ahead of the assembly elections and said there was no obstruction in areas where poll activities will be conducted. Singh said police forces and election machineries are on extra vigil and assessing the situation all the time across the national capital. Shaheen Bagh falls in Okhla constituency. The Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act protests in the national capital and the agitation at Shaheen Bagh, which has been going on for nearly 50 days, has been turned into a poll issue by political parties. Polls for the 70 assembly seats in Delhi are due on February 8 with counting of votes on February 11. Three people suffered injuries in a terrorist attack in South London on Sunday, during which Scotland Yard officers shot dead a terror suspect strapped with a hoax bomb. The Metropolitan Police said the incident in Streatham was part of an active counter-terror operation, during which the male suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. A device strapped on his body was later established as fake at the end of the attack, which counter-terror officers believe to be Islamist-related. According to reports, the deceased suspect had been released from prison recently after serving half of a 3-year and 4-month sentence for the possession and circulation of terrorist material. He He was named by the UK media as Sudesh Mamoor Faraz Aman, a London student believed to have family roots in Sri Lanka. He was jailed aged 18 in December 2018. As part of a proactive counter-terrorism operation, armed officers were in immediate attendance and shot a male suspect who was pronounced dead at the scene, said Met Police Detective Assistant Commissioner Lucy Dorsey. A device was found strapped to the body of the suspect and specialist officers attended to it. Cordons were put in place and it was quickly established that this was a hoax device. The situation has been contained and officers from the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command are now leading an investigation into the incident. The incident was quickly declared as a terrorist incident and we believe it to be Islamist related, she said. Two of the three victims of the attack on the busy Streatham High Street at around 1400 GMT were stabbed and the third sustained injuries from broken glasses triggered from the discharge of the police firearm for shooting down the suspect. Three victims have been taken to South London hospitals. One man is being treated as life-threatening, one woman has non-life-threatening injuries, and another woman has minor injuries, Dorsey added. Emergency services, including paramedics and armed police, responded to the incident on Streatham High Road from where social media images showed plainclothes policemen pursuing a suspect who was later pronounced dead. Some eyewitnesses reported seeing a machete-wielding man with some silver canisters strapped to his body before he was shot. Police shouted for people to get back as they cleared the area of shoppers and bystanders. Pictures circulating on social media show the suspect face down and lying outside a Boots pharmacy shop as a police officer aims a gun. The Met Police have issued a common sense plea for restraint in circulating pictures and videos of the incident, including images of the officers involved and of the victim, as it appealed to the public to share any footage of the attack with its investigating team. Novak Djokovic battled through a five-set thriller with Dominic Thiem to maintain his dominance at the Australian Open on Sunday, claiming a record 8th title and returning to world number 1 in the process. The indomitable Serb stretched his unbeaten streak this season to 13, but he had to rally from 2-1 down to beat the courageous 5th-seeded Austrian 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4 in a nearly 4-hour marathon. It was his 17th Grand Slam title, moving him within 2 of Rafael Nadal and 3 of Roger Federer on the all-time list. Definitely my favorite court, my favorite stadium in the world, and I'm blessed to hold this trophy once again, said Djokovic. Victory put him alongside his fellow legends as only the third man in history to win 8 or more titles at the same slam after Nadal, 12 at the French Open, and Federer, 8 at Wimbledon. It also ensured he will once again be world number 1 when the new rankings are released today, usurping Nadal. Federer remains third, with Thiem moving up a place to a career-high 4th. But it wasn't easy with the Serb looking lethargic and out for the count in sets 2 and 3 before regaining his mojo after a medical timeout to grind down the talented Thiem. Djokovic had never before won a slam final in 7 previous attempts when finding himself 2-1 down. You and 2 other guys, Nadal and Federer, brought men's tennis to another level. I'm happy I can compete in these times, said Thiem. I fell short today, but I hope soon I can compete with you again. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.